In his remarks at his weekly Angelus address, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about the call of the first disciples, the subject of Sunday's Gospel. The Holy Father noted that when the Lord calls someone to follow him, God is more concerned about the faith of the one called than about his personal qualities or abilities. While the call of St. Peter and the other disciples was in many ways unique, the Pope said, his experience is nonetheless representative of the call of every apostle of the Gospel.
L'esperienza di Pietro certamente singolare e anche rappresentativa della chiamata di ogni apostolo del Vangelo.
We must never grow discouraged, the Pope said, in proclaiming Christ to all people, even to the ends of the earth. Sunday's Gospel, said Pope Benedict, can be seen especially as a reflection on the vocation to the priesthood or the religious life. Such a call, he said, is the work of God.
L'uomo non è autore della propria vocazione.
The human person is not the author of his own vocation, the Pope explained. A vocation is a response to a divine call. He prayed that this word of God might revive in us and in our Christian communities courage, confidence, and enthusiasm in proclaiming and witnessing to the gospel. Following the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father recalled those in the Far East who are celebrating the Lunar New Year. Peace, harmony, and gratitude to heaven are the universal values that are celebrated on this happy occasion, he said. And he prayed for all those celebrating the new year that their hopes for a happy and prosperous life would be fulfilled. Pope Benedict also called attention to the celebration tomorrow of the annual World Day of the Sick, taking place on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. With prayer and affection, I will be close to all the sick, he said. And he said he would be spiritually united to all those who will gather tomorrow at the Marian Shrine of Altötting in Germany for the solemn commemoration of the World Day of the Sick. Finally, Pope Benedict concluded his weekly address with greetings in various languages for pilgrims and visitors from around the world.
I am pleased to greet all the visitors present at this Angelus, especially the young people of St. Patrick's Evangelization School in London. In today's Gospel, the crowds press round Jesus, listening to the Word of God. May we too listen actively to Jesus' words as he calls us, like Simon Peter, to go out fearlessly and draw others to Christ. God bless you and your loved ones.